兄弟姐妹和朋友们啊，大家新年蒙福啊！
Dear brothers and
你们
sisters
刚
and
才
friends, a happy new year to you all, a blessed new year.
也许利物浦年味不足啊，但是我们这边还是蛮有年味的。
So even though maybe you don't feel much Chinese New Year atmosphere in Liverpool, but here in Malaysia, yeah, everyone's getting ready for New Year.
非常感谢利物浦教会来给我这个机会跟大家分享神的恩典。
I really thank the Liverpool Church for giving me this opportunity to share with you God's grace in my life.
我先自我介绍一下我的英文名大家都叫我 Crystal。
So let me introduce myself a bit. Everyone calls me Crystal, that's my English name.
你也可以叫我小可，也是中文王蒙是我的大名呀。
So in Chinese, my name is Xiao Ke, or some people like to use my nickname, Meng Meng.
我是来自中国辽宁大连的比较
北
方的地
方。So I came from the province of, I came from 大连 in 辽宁 province in China.
然后我现在和我的这个我的丈夫Max 应该可能有些老人也会认识，在马来西亚金宝基督门徒会服事。
So now, together with my husband Max, we are serving in Kampa Church in Malaysia, and I believe some of you would know my husband Max as well.
我们在这边已经将近12年
We've been serving in Kampa in Malaysia for 12 years.
然后我和 Max 呢，都是在应该是利物浦教会，你们叫什么母亲教会是吗？我们都是在利物浦教会算是信主委身的。
So both Max and myself actually committed our lives to God when we were here in attending Liverpool Church.
大概是2003年，刚才提到2005年那段时间
And it was around between the years 2003 to 2005.
然后我是2003年11月去的利物浦教会。
I started attending Liverpool Church back in November 2003.
那也是我差不多刚到英国2个月的时间内，我就找到了利物浦教会
And it was only about 2 months after I arrived in the UK, and I found Liverpool Church.
所以今天我想跟大家分享一下，也是给我这个机会，所以再一次数算神的恩典我想跟大家分享一下我是怎么信主的，和怎么样去走到这个服事的这个道路上的。
So today I would like to share with you, my journey, how I, started to really put my faith in God and also all the way till I decided to serve God full time.
所以我的主要想分享的经文呢，就是生命记33章的25节你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
And I would like to share with you this some Bible verse from Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 25. And as your days, so shall your strength be.
So 可以说我要分享，可能是要去中国，要从中国分享开始我是在中国的可以说是叫政府教会吧洗礼的。
So I actually my story traced all the way back to the time when I was still living in mainland China, and I actually got baptized in a government run church, one of those big churches.
然后我的家人其实是没有信主的，我是我们家唯一的一个亲戚里边也是唯一的一个。
And actually, among my family and even my relatives, I was the only one who believed in God.
然后其实如果再追溯更远一点呢，其实在我小学的时候有一个老姐妹，我是不认识她的，我的家人也不认识，我妈妈不认识她，但是。他偶然的机会认识了我妈妈，然后他想要跟我妈妈传福音。
But yeah, as I recall, actually, back when I was only a primary school kid. That was this elderly lady who originally didn't know my family, but yeah, she wanted to share the good news with us. So she got to know my mother.
然后她很辛勤的每一周都来我家, 来找我妈妈传福音。
And she was so keen to share the good news with us that she would come to our home every single week to look for my mom.
她就每天星期天听了哪些道就来到我家跟我妈分享。
And then every Sunday after hearing the sermon at church, she would come over to our place and share that with my mom.
所以神也很祝福她,当时我是一个小学生。
And God really blessed this lady, and back then I was still only a primary school kid.
当时我听到她和我妈妈讲的东西,讲的事情,我完全听不懂。
And at the time, whatever she shared with my mom, I had no idea at all.
但是在我心里边我很感动。
But in my heart, I was deeply, deeply moved.
所以后来我妈妈因为某些原因她没有信主。
And but my mother, for some reason, she didn't end up believing in God.
但是这个福音却埋,这个种子却埋在了我的心里边。
Nevertheless, the seed of the good news, the gospel, had already been sold in my heart.
所以在19岁的时候呢,我人生中遇到了一些困难。
So when I was 19 years old, I was faced with some challenges in my life.
所以我当时我第一个想到的就是 去寻找这位曾经在我心里边留下感动的这位神。
So the first thing that came to my mind was to seek that God that had touched my heart once when I was still a kid.
所以我虽然不认识那位老姐妹啦,但是后来想起她,其实我在她身上也可以学到这个忠心。
So even though I didn't know that elderly lady personally, but from observing her, I actually learned faithfulness, the quality of faithfulness.
就是因为她的忠心坚持不懈传福音,然后神就荣耀她的工作。
Because of her faithfulness and this dedication to share the good news, God glorified and bring this to completion.
所以当我还是一个不起眼的小学生的时候，之后我还可以信主服侍主，我觉得也是给我自己一个鼓励，是我们要很努力的去撒走，很努力的传福音，不要担心这个结果，神会工作。So
even though back then, who was I? I was this nobody, just a primary school kid. But God was able to carry on that work and train me up to be a full-time servant of his to serve him. So this brought me great encouragement even today, like up until today, that we shouldn't lose heart. We should be faithful in sowing these seeds of the good news, because you never know when it will bear fruit.
Yeah, 所以讲回我当时所说的这个遇到的这个困难，是因为我当时，如果你有中国背景的，可能比较了解我放弃了高考，然后准备出国留学这样。So
the challenges I mentioned earlier when I was 19, maybe for those who have some background understanding of how the education system work in China, you will understand a bit more. I decided to give up the A levels, so to speak, like equivalent to A levels, and decided to go abroad to study.
但是因为某些签证原因，我就没有出国成功。
But because of some complications with the visa, I didn't end up going abroad. So I wasn't successful in getting the visa to go abroad in the end.
就变成我没有办法继续升学，没有在中国，也没有在外国这样。
So the result was I wasn't able to complete my A-levels, whether it was in mainland China or overseas.
所以啊，在中国的背景下，你会知道其实是非常啊压力和糟糕的一种情况。
So if you understand how the situation is like in mainland China, this is a very bad situation to be in.
所以我很迷茫，我的家人也是很迷茫的状态。
So I felt very lost, and my parents felt the same.
啊，当时横面面对我面对一个大山，就是大家应该知道 IELTS 就是雅思嘛。IELTS 的 English IELTS 啊，我要出国的话，我必须达到一个很高的分数，但是我没这个能力。
So one big mountain or barrier in front of me that I need to overcome was, that I needed to get a certain score with my IELTS exam, so the IELTS test, for my English standard, but I wasn't able to do that.
没有 IELTS 没有大学，
so without
所以我就面对困难啊。
So without the IELTS scores, without achieving that particular scores for IELTS, I wasn't able to be admitted to any university.
所以当时我就很苦恼，很难过这样。然后我有一个朋友，他在大学跟一个西方啊，就是外国的传道人查经。他就来介绍，给我了一本圣经，让我也介绍，提，介绍我去教会。
So at that time, I was actually really sad in my heart, but one of my friends, she was attending a Bible study by a Western lecturer, I guess, and so she gave me a Bible to read.
啊，他提然后他的提醒就让我重新又想起了我曾经在圣经里看到的这位神。
And because of this, I was once again reminded of the God that I have once learned about from the Bible. Oh, sorry, that I had once learned learned about when I was still a kid.
然后我就去到了中国的三次教会啊，然后去到那个教会，其实我的心。其实很明确的，就是因为去教会那周的下一周我就要考 IELTS， 我想要神来保佑我过，拿到好分数。
So I started attending one of those big government-run churches, but with a very clear objective, and that was because the next week it would be my IELTS exam. So I was hoping, praying that God would help me pass it, get the score that I need.
其实也想一想也很奇妙，你觉得神会给我这个特别就是的请求会答应我吗？
Actually, as I, you know, think back through all these events, I thought, God, you're really amazing. Now, my question for you is, do you think God would grant me this specific wish, this request?
如果你了解神，你会知道不会的。
我
没有拿到我要的分数。
If you know God well enough, you know that not, he didn't grant my wish, so I didn't achieve the scores I needed.
神没给我神迹。
He didn't grant me a miracle in this case.
因为神很了解我，他知道如果可能给我神迹，我就不会跟随他了。
Because God knows me too well, so he knew that if he granted me the scores I needed, I wouldn't continue to follow him.
就是因为他没有给我这个分数，后来我就想，我只去了教会一周嘛，然后我想，这么容易就拿到自己想要的。
So, because he didn't grant me the scores I needed, I thought to myself, well, after all, I only attended the church once. You know, I've only started attending for 1 week. It's not that easy for me to get what I want just by doing that.
所以我当时想，我应该表现得更虔诚和忠心，然后神才能帮我。
So I thought to myself, maybe I needed to be more fervent and be more faithful, then maybe God will help me in the future.
所以我就开始坚持去教会。
So since then, I started to persist in going to church.
其实结果也是非常奇妙的啊！自从我开始坚持去教会，神就不断的跟我说话。
But what followed was really amazing. Ever since I made up my mind to keep attending church, God started to speak to me all the time.
因为我周围没有信主的，我的问题，我听到然后查经所面对想要怎么说challenger 就是挑战我的问题或者跟我原来想法不同的问题，我都会藏在心里，没人分享的。
Because there's no one else who believes in God around me. So whatever challenges I was facing or any questions that I had, I would just bury them in my heart.
但是神就好像跟我对话一样，每一次我有问题，他都会在下一次的查经或者任何一个方法很直接地回答我心里的问题。
But I felt that God was constantly conversing with me, and whatever questions I had, I found that the next time I went for a sermon, I listened to a sermon, or I went for a Bible study, or whatever means, God would be answering my questions.
所以这让我慢慢地知道这位神是真的，是真实的。
So over time, I realized this God truly is the real and living God.
所以留在教会，我不再是有最初的那个要保佑我得高分数的这个想法，反而是开始神帮助我开始去，我现在有好奇心，想要继续的认识他和学习。
So what kept me at church, kept me, going to church all those years, was no longer for the purpose of getting what I want, that God would watch over me, bless me. Rather, I had that curiosity and that desire to know God more.
所以我在中国在去了教会差不多一年半的时间，其实神没有间断的，他也怜悯我，因为我周围可能没有，因为中国的教会很大呀。好几千人，你不太会跟，我又是个小孩子，我不太跟其他人接触，所以他就一直跟我交流，神一直亲自的带领我。
So, during those years, because the church that I attended was huge, is like, you know, over 1,000 people. So, and I was only 19, so I really didn't have anyone close to me that I could seek help from. And so God just unceasingly kept conversing with me, helping me, guiding me.
所以这让我非常坚定地相信这位神是真实的神，他在我生命中是是一位活神。
And this made me fully convinced that this God is a living God.
所以2003年我在去英国前，我就在中国的三自教会申请了洗礼。
And because of that, back in 2003, before I came to the UK, I applied for baptism in mainland China.
其实到了英国以后呢，其实也很奇妙的一些经历，我就找到了利物浦教会。这个又是一个很长的故事，我今天就不分享这部分。
So the story about how I managed to find this church, Liverpool Church, is another amazing story in itself, but because of time, I'm not going to share that with you today.
我会再分享啊，我现在想分享就是我在中国虽然是经历了神，但是我去英国，大家可能你中国背景也知道，你出国留学嘛，我是有很大的抱负和背负家里很多的期望啊，去到英国留学的。
So even though I experienced God deeply during my years in mainland China, but as most of you would understand, as a Chinese, having this opportunity to go abroad to study, you carry with you all these expectations and great ambitions.
所以我一开始是决心也是卯足劲就是buckle down 去要一定要中国英国学的拿高学历，然后以后又将来有很好的发展，这是我很大的目标。
So a very clear and very clear and big goal I set for myself was to put all my heart, all my mind, my energy to getting, you know, a high qualificationand to do really well in my studies and just prepare my path for my future career.
说来也很奇妙，上次啊，Grace 姐妹也跟我提过，好像之前有 Pastor William 也跟你们分享过，对吧？我跟 Pastor William 可以说是擦肩而过的。
So, yeah, during one of our casual chats, Grace told me that Pastor William also shared with us his testimony some time ago. And actually, well, Pastor William and I kind of passed each other by, like we met each other briefly before he left.
对，我如果没记错，他应该是最后一周在利物浦教会有一个分享会，那是我去教会的第一或第二周，应该是。
So, if I remember correctly, the second Sunday that I attend the church, that was a kind of, was it like a farewell, like a sharing,
Farewell
yeah,
sharing,
farewell
yeah.
sharing for Pastor William, well, Brother William back then, because he was about to leave Liverpool for good.
所以当时他有分享，他为什么要放弃他的就是建筑师的考试的学历，然后准备要全职服侍。
And during that sharing, he shared the reason, what motivated him to give up his high qualification in architecture and to serve God full time.
我当时就坐在下面听他的分享，
And at that time, I was listening quietly, in among the congregation.
我就在这想，这个人真的很奇怪，
And I
有
thought
这么
to
大好的前途不要去服侍神。
And I thought to myself, I don't understand this guy. He's strange. He's got such a bright future ahead of him, and he just gave it up. He decided to serve God full time.
所以我当时很不，我完全不理解他在讲什么。
So I truly couldn't understand what he was talking about.
所以啊，虽然当时我是在三次教会洗礼，然后也在那边待了一两年这样，但是我的心里就是家里已经千辛万苦把我送到外国，我一定是要就是不要让家里失望这样。
So even
所以我
though
不会做这个愚蠢的决定，这么愚蠢的决定。
So yeah, even though I was attending church, trying to learn more about God, but after all, my family gave up so much. They worked so hard to send me abroad to study. So no matter what, I'm not going to let them down. I definitely have to achieve what I can. Yeah.
其实我第一个转折点是在我大学的第一年。就是考试结束，大学考试结束。
So the
当时
first
我
turning
是，
point came when I just finished my exams in my first year, in my undergrad degree.
就像我刚才讲的，我很专注，然后我经过我一番的努力，我在大学第一年拿到 first class，就是一等吧，一等就是前几名的成绩前3名
So because of my focus and dedication and my ambition, I really gave my all. On my studies and achieved first class honors in my first year. So I was like the top three among the top three in the whole year level.
所以当时我去看成绩的时候呢，我看到我前3名，我是非常高兴的，因为经过努力嘛，
So having put in so much effort, when I saw that I was listed, among the top three students, I was so happy.
但是就当我回头回家，知道利物浦，我当时住在离学校很近的地方，所以我就回家的路上边走，我就突然间感觉，我觉得我好空虚哦。
So
安不
at the
住，
time, I lived very close to university and I was just walking home to my accommodation. And for some reason, all of a sudden, I felt this great emptiness.
没有方向，感觉没有方向了，
I felt I've lost my direction.
我就觉得我都好，经过这么长时间努力，这么好的成绩，最后只给了我5分钟的快乐。
And I thought to myself, oh, after putting in all that effort and achieving such great results, all it gave me, all it brought me was 5 minutes of happiness and satisfaction, and that's it.
当时我就想，我可以继续努力第二年、第三年嘛，我可以 master，我可以 PhD，对不对？我可以以后找到很好的工作，事业很好，生活 很好，嫁很好的老公，得得有好的孩子，得得得，很多就是我们都知道，就是 normal life 啊。
So I thought to myself, well, I could keep doing this, you know, next year, the year after, get my master degree or even PhD, and then I get a really good job, I marry well, I have my own kids, well, to lead the good life that everybody else aspires to.
但是每一次这样的努力最后就是五分钟的快乐。
But I figured, you know, after all that pursuit, all these efforts, all you get is like 5 minutes of happiness.
所以我突然间想，如果我的一生都是在为这五分钟快乐而奋斗的，这一定不是神给我预定的生命。
So I figured that if all my life I'm just striving in order to get that 5 minutes of happiness, that would be totally off track. That wouldn't be the plan that God has predestined for me.
所以我想我当时已经在教会嘛，所以我在想我要在神里边去寻找真正的生命。
So since I was already attending church at the time, I was determined to seek what true life is, yeah, at church.
所以我就把
so what true life is in God.
Yeah, 所以我就把我的专注点就转到教会更多一些啊。
So ever since then, I've shifted my focus. So instead of studies, I've shifted my focus more to church.
当然事情也不会那么简单了。我当时是决心要跟随神的时候呢，当然神，当我们有决心的时候，神也会很严肃认真地对待我们，用真理来对待我们的。
So of course, it's not all that simple, straightforward. When a person is serious about seeking God, then God would also treat us seriously, so he would use his truth to deal with us.
所以神给了我很多的考验和试炼，也帮助我找到真正的生命。
So God allowed a lot of testings and trials in my life in order that I could truly seek and find the life in him.
可能 Pastor Lucy 记得我在英国三年的生活，神给我了一些神的大能工作非常的奇妙。所以虽然
So perhaps Pastor Lucy would still remember, just in those 3 years that I was in Liverpool, God really did amazing things in my life.
虽然我在中国是洗礼的，但是我在中国是，我洗礼时候我并不知道基督徒要委身这件事情。
Even though I got baptized in mainland China, but at that time I had no idea what commitment to God means.
所以我一直过着一个失败的基督徒的生命。
So all along, I was living this weak Christian life, you know, full of failure.
所以当我留学的时候来到就是利物浦的基督门徒会的时候，我才知道我不是一个真正的基督徒。
Only until I started attending Liverpool Church, after I came to UK and learning more about the truth,then I realized I wasn't even a true Christian.
虽然我非常挣扎地想成为一个真正的基督徒，但是你没有重生的生命，这是不可能做到的。
Even though I made so much effort, I tried so hard to become a true Christian in my mind, but without being born again, we can't achieve that by our own efforts.
所以我其实我曾经也想逃跑过。
So actually, I had thoughts of running away.
所以当时虽然我心里是知道神是真实的，我也不想离开他，但是呢，他的话我也做不到，所以我就想我就跑。
So in my heart, I knew God is true and living, and I know His kind. I don't want to leave Him, but at the same time, I knew that I couldn't live up to his standard, the standard of his word, of truth. So I thought the only way is to run.
所以我的生命其实还是被罪包裹着的，所以就是无法得胜啊，非常的 miserable，非常的 艰难，
痛苦。
痛苦，
So, 那个是，I mean, sorry, at the time, I was still living under the bondage of sin. So I found that I wasn't able to overcome sin. I wasn't living a victorious life. So it was a very miserable time.
所以我在想，离开利物浦教会，不是 CDC 教会，也许能过得舒服一点。
So I thought maybe if I leave the church, I can have a more comfortable and easier life.
所以我就去到了另外一家教会。
And so I started looking for another church to attend.
其实当时我面对的一个重要的问题就是我跟不信主的男生交往，就男朋友是不信主的。
Well, actually, one major problem I was facing was that at the time I was dating a non-Christian boyfriend.
所以我去到别的教会的时候，当时当时是 Pastor Tina， 就是。我们之前的 Tina 牧师，他其实亲自来找我，跟我谈话。当时我的态度非常的不好，我记得。
So after I moved on to another church, I still recall Pastor Tina, who was pastoring the church at the time, came all the way to look for me to have a chat with me, but my attitude was very bad that time.
所以当时，现在我作为教会同工，我也经历了同样的事情，但是我做了，换了一个角度，我去注意别人。
So now that I've become a full-time servant of God, I also have to bear, I also have such experience, have to bear that grunt, I guess. And when people are really nasty towards you, and yeah, I've now changed perspective. So now I'm the one who would need to go after these friends who are still building their relationship with God.
所以现在想想，当时的教会的老师们也是很伤心的。我也是很感谢 Pastor Lucy, Pastor Tina, and Pastor Tim 他们对我的不离不弃。
So now, as I look back, I understand more how they must be feeling, how sad and worried they were for me. And so I'm very thankful to Pastor Lucy, Pastor Tina, Pastor Kim, who were pastoring the church at the time.
结果我就去到那个教会第一天主日，就 Sunday.
So what happened was, the first Sunday I attended that church, the new church I found,
你知道那个教会的第一个那天的sermon 是什么？就是讲道是什么题目吗
？Can you guess
就是
what the title of that sermon? On that Sunday.
就是信与不信不可同负一轭。
The sermon's title was, a believer shouldn't be yoked with an unbeliever.
我一听到这个题目，完全没有听到那个牧师在讲什么，我就听到这个题目，我就知道我跑不掉。
So I didn't need to listen to the rest of the sermon, like just this title alone, already revealed to me, I can't run away from God anymore.
神出于他的爱，他是不会放弃我的，我必须要面对我的问题。
God, out of his deep love for me, wouldn't give up on me, so he want me to face up to my problems.
所以现在想一想，我非常感恩神确实用这个信实和真理来对我，对我不离不弃，对。
So now as I look back, I'm just full of thanks that God uses his truth, and never let me go. He never gave up on me, never forsake me.
所以我只去了那个教会就这一周，我马上又回到 CDC 教会了，因为我知道我要面对我的问题。
So I only attended that church once, and immediately I made up my mind to go back to Christian Disciples Church because I know God wants me to face up to my problems.
所以，但是这个过程其实并不是很容易的。其实我挣扎非常厉害，直到一个地步呢，我会感到非常明显的这个肉体和灵的这个拉扯，我左右为难。
But actually, I can tell you that process was not easy at all. I was struggling so much. Up to a point where I felt the great tension between the flesh and the spirit.
所以一方面我是不想离开神的，另一方面呢，我又做不到一个得胜生命。So
on one hand, I don't want to leave God or forsake him, but on the other hand, I also found that I wasn't able to lead a victorious life.
所以就好像保罗在 罗马书7章15节说的， 我所愿意的我并不做， 我所恶的我倒是去做。
So it's exactly like what the Apostle Paul was describing in Romans 7, chapter 7, verse 15. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate.
所以我觉得我这个生命很糟糕，不荣耀神，所以我觉得神不会再理我了，所以我觉得很lost，就是没有方向，很无助。So,
I felt at the time very lost and helpless because when I looked at my life, I felt that, yeah, it was such a sinful or dirty kind of life, a messed up life that is not glorifying God. So, yeah, I just felt very lost and helpless at the time.
我觉得神可能不会理我了，所以我很痛苦。但是呢，所以有一天我记得很清楚，是一个星期五晚上，我在跟神祷告。So
at that time, I was in this miserable state because I thought God would not care about me anymore, because I was, yeah, so stuffed up. But then I remember one Friday evening, I was praying to God.
我跟神说，我说神啊，我
So I told God, I felt that my life is completely dried, like it's dying. So yeah, if you know that there's still hope for me, that you can still save me, then please, God, save me.
所以请你拉我一把，如果你觉得我没救了，那就结束我的生命。
So I told God, yeah, if there's still hope for me, then please give me a pull me up. But if you see that there's no more hope for me, then just please end my life.
结果就在第二天，我祷告的第二天，神就用一个小的神迹让我知道他还爱我。And
guess what? The next day, God granted me a small miracle to tell me that he still loves me.
所以那时候第二天我走在这个校园里边，因为我还是学生嘛，然后校园在发那个school schedule，something like this，calendar，就是日历啊，然后呢，很多人在排队拿，我其实也是需要的。
So the next day I was walking around my campus because at the time I was still a student. And I noticed many people were lining up for the school calendar, and which I also needed.
但是我心情不好嘛，所以我就想我不要去排队了。我就心里就想，如果神愿给我，他就会给我。But
because I was quite down and I didn't feel like lining up for that, so in my heart I had this thought: if God, you're willing, if you want to give me one, then you will give it to me.
结果我一到家，这个日历就被 挂在我的门把上，其实是我的一个姐妹，她帮我拿了一份。And
actually, what happened was, the moment I went back to my accommodation, the calendar was hanging on the doorknob, and it was because my sister, a sister from church, actually lined up and picked one up for me.
所以这件事情让我心里非常的感动和兴奋，因为我知道神在听我说话。 即使不是一个祷告，一个想法而已，他都在听。And
this tiny incident actually made me so full of thanks and very excited, because what I learned was that God truly was listening to me. And even though it wasn't like a formal prayer, it was just a thought. And yet God was aware of that. He took note of that.
所以他其实在回应我前一天的祷告，他要拉我一把。
So actually, God was responding to my prayer the night before. He was trying to give me a pull up.
所以他想告诉我他还爱我, 然后让我跟随他, 啊, 得救。
He was telling me that he still loved me and he wanted me to be saved. He wanted me to follow him.
所以神让我看到我既然愿意放弃我的这个身体的生命, physical life, 分身体的生命, 那为什么不彻底放弃那个捆绑我的那个枯干的旧生命呢?
God opened my eyes to realize that since I was willing to end my physical life, why wasn't I willing to give up the old, dried and sinful life, this life under the bondage of sin?
所以我自己想要把自己完全交托给神, 让神给我一个新生命。
So I really desired to commit my entire life to God so that he would grant me this new life in Christ.
所以这个经历也让我经历了这个重生。 神在我生命中做了一个大能的工作，真的好像以西结书36章26节讲的，他给我一个换，把我的实心换掉，给我了一个肉心。And
through this, I experienced what it means to be born again. So God granted me this new life, and it's exactly like what Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 says, that God actually took away the heart of stone from my flesh and gave me a heart of flesh, this new heart.
所以从那时候起, 我知道我的生命不再是我的, 因为是神给我的一个全新的生命, 所以我想要用我的生命去回报他, 这就是为什么我选择了全职。 当我走到了这个重生的经历以后, 我就 想要用我全部的生命去服侍他。So
having experienced this, having gone through all this, I figured that this new life is a gift from God. And because of this, ever since the point of my true regeneration, after I received this new life, I already made up my mind. I want to use the rest of my life to serve God full time. And that is why later on I decided to enter full time service.
Sorry,
Chris,
what's
your time? Yes, yes. Oh, I forgot.
Okay, I can finish the another part.
Yeah, definitely. And okay. Also, I realized because this life was a gift from God. So from now on, it is no longer I who live. So yeah, I should really use my whole life to serve and honor God.
所以下面我想跟大家分享，就是我预备全职的时候所面对的这个数算这个代价和面对的这个挑战。And
in the remaining part of my sharing, I would like to share with you how I or the process of preparing myself for full-time service and how I had to really sit down and count the costs and so on.
其实神在里边做了也是非常非常奇妙的工作。And
again, God had done amazing things throughout this process.
我当时就是其实我面临的一个非常大的一个困扰，或者是在服侍，就是准备服侍全职的时候，就是关于我的父母。So
one major obstacle or challenge as I was preparing for full-time service was concerning my parents.
如果我们是中国人，应该知道，其实父母对中国父母对孩子的要求还是蛮高的，尤其像我们这种。So again,
if you understand the Chinese culture, usually Chinese parents have great expectations from their kids, their children. So unlike the modern day parents, they are more carefree, they allow more freedom for their children.
我当时上大学最后一年的时候，就是我的父母其实花光了所有的积蓄给我交学费，让我去上这个学，然后也借了很多钱。So
in order to support me to finish the last year of my university degree, my parents actually used up all their savings, and in fact, they even had to borrow quite a lot of money for me to complete my degree.
所以我是因为我是他们唯一的孩子嘛，独生嘛，所以他们对我的期望是非常非常的高的。
And because I was the only child, so their expectations on me was exceedingly high.
所以很明显，如果我选择全职服侍的话，我是没有办法按照他们所预备的道路，去生活，也没有办法想要他们认为重要的东西，比如说他想要我事业发达呀，赚很多钱啊，这可能都不是我以后生活轨迹。
And because of that, if I insisted to go on to full-time service, there would be no way I could fulfill their expected path for me for the rest of my life. Like their expectation of me might be that, you do really well in your career, earn a lot of money, and so on. But there's no way I would be able to do that. That wouldn't be, my lifestyle once I enter full-time service.
其实更重要、更难以让他们接受，是我的父母很多人跟很多人一样的，就是很爱面子。我去全职服侍，对他们来说是极其丢人的一件事情。
And also, like many other people, parents. They are very concerned about their faith. So, this concept of faith in Chinese culture is a big thing. So, to them, having a daughter who's serving God full time, working for church, is a very humiliating thing for them. It's a great humiliation.
所以我当时非常担心，他们在负担的这个我上学的这个债务，而且还有很多人的压力，周围人给他的压力，所以我当时就是心里很担心，也很痛苦，
So at the time, I was really torn apart in my heart. I was quite worried about the debt that they were in because of my studies, their school fees, and also the pressures they were facing from the gossips, from people around concerning myself.
我当时也是有挣扎，因为我知道服侍神是很正确的事情，这也是很宝贵的道路，是我想要做的。但是呢，对于我父母，我又不忍心去伤害他们，因为，
So at the time, I
他们
was.
的付出啊，他们的付出很多，
So at the time, I was in this great struggle because, on one hand, I discerned, serving God full time is the right thing to do, is an honor, is a great privilege, and it's something that I desire to do. But at the same time, I also didn't feel, at the same time, I didn't want to let my parents down. So yeah, I was stuck in this battle.
所以直到有一天我在安静的时候，我心里就因为这件事啊非常的挣扎，然后神就对我说话。
So because of this, I was in this constant struggle, and until one day, I was having my quiet time, and God spoke to me.
他问我：“你爱你的父母吗？”
And God asked me, "Do you love your parents?"
我说我爱，
I said, "Of course, I love my parents."
然后神又说：“那你说你，那么我爱你的父母吗
And then God asked me, "Do I love your parents?"
？”我知道经历了神这么多的爱，我是很确定，我知道神是非常爱我的父母，胜过我爱我的父母，对吧？我爱我的父母，只是可能表面上啊，我可以提供他一些表面上的，就是他们想要的，但是神会照顾到他们的灵。
So having experienced God in so many ways, I knew clearly in my heart that God, of course, loved my parents. In fact, He loves my parents even more than I do, because even though I love my parents, but that's still just on the much more superficial way. All I could do was to provide them materially, to give them a good life. But God, His love goes beyond that. He is concerned about their spiritual welfare as well.
所以我对神说：“我说你比我爱我的父母。
So I responded to God, "You love my parents more than I do."
然后神说, 那你还担心什么?
And then God asked me, so what else are you worried about?
所以从那时起, 我放下了我父母这个重担。
And since that moment, I was able to give up all the burden, or the burden concerning my parents was lifted.
因为我知道神会照顾他们，而且神比我照顾他们照顾得更好。
Because I know that God would take care of my parents. In fact, He would take care of them so much better than I can.
所以从现在数已经是刚才说应该有16年，15年了，我现在可以很负责任的说神真的是很信实的，他没有食言，他甚至做的或者是他所就是他所做的事，比我想象的更超过我的想象。So
as we, as I mentioned, it's been more than 15 years now since I left Liverpool. So since all these happened, and now I can tell you confidently and very responsibly that God never let us down. He kept His word. He's truly faithful. And all that He had done for my parents, for me, for my family, is far beyond my expectation even.
所以经过了这么多年，其实发生了很多很多的事情，但是神都一件一件的去信守了他的诺言。So,
after all these years, of course, many things happened, you know, one incident followed by another, and yet God has always kept His promise.
所以他也一直在教导我如何去忠心于他。
And He has been teaching me how to remain faithful to Him.
其实我就是训练结束回到中国服侍，那是差不多4年之后我才见到了我的父母，就是我跟我父母4年没有见面。So
after I completed my full-time training to become a full-time servant of God, I returned to mainland China to serve. But in between, there were these 4 years that I hadn't been able to meet with my parents.
其实我一直从洗礼，或者是我从尾声到决定full-time，然后到full-time结束，这一段时间我的生命改变，我从来没有跟我父母接触过，虽然有电话了，但是他们从来没经跟我在一起过，经历过，所以他们不懂我发生了什么。
So actually, you know, all that I shared with you before, you know, from, you know, getting baptized and then actually learning about true commitment, committing my life to God, and then growing and also ending up in full-time training, all this process, during all that while, I hadn't had an opportunity to be with my parents. So at most, it was like on the phone, maybe I had mentioned it to them, but they really had not been able to understand what had gone on in my life in those years.
所以 2008年10月我回到中国之后, 我的妈妈就飞到了我在的那个城市跟我见面。
So in August 2008, when I started serving in mainland China, my mother flew all the way from our hometown to the city I was serving in to see me.
所以我在那边，神给我们了几天相处的时间，生活在一起。And
God blessed us with a few days that we could spend time with each other.
虽然他还是不赞同，也不支持我，也不理解我服侍神，但是神有在他心里做工作。So
even though my mother at that time was still not supportive of my decision to serve God full time, she couldn't understand it. And yet, I could see that God had been working in her heart.
他来之前，他是非常非常担心我的。但是，当时虽然我还一切都不稳定嘛，没有你说中国人嘛，都喜欢说你有稳定的工作，稳定的城市待着，稳定的everything稳定，我都没有。
So, although at that time, yeah, from although at that time everything was still quite uncertain for me, like I, yeah, from the parents' perspective, especially Chinese parents, they would expect their children to be to have settled in the city more permanently, you know, they have a stable job and everything has to be stable. But yeah, that I was in the opposite situation.
但是相处几天以后呢，我觉得我妈妈对我放心了很多，我可以看到脸上有那份的平安，这是我见到她第一开始见到她没有看到过的。
So yeah, so prior to my mom's visit, she was very concerned about me. But amazingly, after those few days of spending time with each other, I could tell from her, even from her face, facial expressions, that there's peace in her heart. So she's no longer that anxious.
虽然她知道我可能会处在一个相对不稳定的一个状态，但是她心里知道我是平安的。她是啊，这是她心里非常有那份的有底啊，有确据啊。
So even though in her mind she could, yeah, she saw that I wasn't living a stable life that people generally expected, but yeah, in her heart, there's this assurance, there's peace. So yeah, amazingly in her heart, there's this just...
所以几天后她离开的时候，她的脸上是带着轻松、平安、喜乐离开我在的那个城市的。
So after those few days, my mom actually left that city with a more relaxed attitude, a very cheerful heart, yeah, with joy.
所以当我们去全心的信靠神的时候，其实会很大影响我们的家人的。他们虽然可能不会马上的去相信，但是他们因为我们有根，他们也会觉得有根。
That's why when we fully trust in God, like put our faith and trust completely in God, that can actually greatly impact your family members, because you are rooted in God, then they would also feel more rooted.
其实我的大女儿，她的小名叫依依，也是我妈妈给取的。她说，你们不是要信靠神吗？依靠神吗？那么你们就叫她依依好了。
So, yeah, my eldest daughter, she has a nickname called Yi Yi in Chinese. It's actually taken from the verb to rely on God. Okay, rely. And guess what? This nickname was actually given by my mother, because my mother was saying to us, well, you guys, don't you talk about relying on God? So why don't you name your daughter Yi Yi to rely on God?
所以我最后用一个经文去结束我今天的分享，是希伯来书十章二十三节。
So I would like to conclude my sharing today with the following verse from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23.Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Okay, 今天我就分享到这里，希望鼓励大家，我们可以一起忠心向主，与神同行。
So that's all for my sharing today. I hope that my sharing has been able to encourage you to remain faithful to God till the end and to keep walking with him.